Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 72, All Things Through Him. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Sit with that for a moment, because it is far bigger than it looks on a gym shirt or a trophy caption. Paul didn't write these words from a winner's platform. He wrote them from prison, in chains, with his future uncertain. And from that narrow, dark place, he declared something that had nothing to do with what surrounded him, and everything to do with who was living inside him. That's why you need the whole sentence. Just before this verse, Paul is talking about knowing hunger and knowing abundance, about times of plenty and times of real need. He is not promising that you'll achieve everything you want. He is saying that whatever weight life places in your hands today, the hard task, the conversation you've been dreading, the responsibility you never asked for, there is strength available to you, strength with direction. Strength for what God has set before you, not for every ambition your own will might dream up. And here's what I want you to hear clearly. Christ rarely removes the mountain. That is not the promise of this verse. The promise is that you will climb one steady step at a time, with Him ahead of you, beside you, and within you, you will climb. The strength doesn't arrive all at once, like a full tank at the start of the week. It comes in daily portions, measured exactly for today's load, not tomorrow's load. You don't need to carry that yet. Tomorrow's grace will meet you tomorrow. Today, you have what you need for today. That was Paul's secret. Contentment is not a personality type. It is not being someone who never feels the weight. It is learning, and Paul uses that word, learning that the circumstance is not the source. Christ inside the circumstance is the source. In abundance and in need, in clarity and in confusion, in strength and in weakness. The same Christ is there, and He is enough. So you who are looking at this day with a knot in your chest, you who already know exactly what the hardest thing on your list is, the conversation you keep putting off, the decision that won't leave you alone, don't pretend it isn't there. Name it. Bring it before God right now, while you're still here. And say it out loud, I can do this through Him who strengthens me. Not as a slogan, as a confession, as a declaration of dependence on the God who knows you, who sees you, and who has already set aside the strength you need to get through this day. Do it now. Name the thing. Pray over it. Then go, one step at a time. Stay close to God. Pray. Then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.